Ice Creams, Part 1. Copyright sonicerotica.com. Hi, I'm Leandra. What you're about to hear is not a play. It's a completely unscripted recording of me with my friend Clee. We didn't really know what we would end up doing, and I'm not going to give it away now, but I can tell you things got very personal, not to mention rather messy and tons of fun. There are 4 parts, and this is the first.
We're all set. Spoons will just get comfy. Damn.
It's gonna get
something. Like a belt.
That it was like a really. It makes all those good jingly noises. I should spank you with it.
For myself.
Go, bend over.
Are we in the shop? There we go. That was good.
It is good. Good spanking. Are you going to keep your clothes on or any jewellery or just the jewellery?
Oh, I have to take my clothes off.
Your dress?
Yeah.
You said we're going to look, try and do it.
That's starting to help. How about you?
Ordinary bro.
Oh, I like that bro. I had one similar until my boobs got bigger. Anything that smells
you're
good,
smell
it's to me. Yeah.
I have been, for the last week, getting, like, it doesn't matter where I go, I keep getting the smell in my nose. It's like, it's not really there. It's my brain. Someone was telling me it could be a sign of some sort of brain damage, but it's a really nice, like, floral smell. I was thinking, actually, maybe I'm being inspired to make a perfume. It's so yummy. I was sitting on the chair the other day, and I was like... the smell again. I was like sniffing everybody, like maybe it's somebody on the chair. I like smells. Smells are good things.
Why do you think dogs sniff each other's bums and humans don't?
Because humans just don't sniff each other's bums anymore because we've got like this civilization thing. I don't think it's very polite.
That's amazing. You actually managed to answer that.
Like bum sniffing. It would sort of loosen everyone up a bit, wouldn't it? So I'm just gonna sort of get down and sniff your butt, and then we'll swap names afterwards.
Because like seriously, you'd be so acquainted with someone if you just sniff their butt. If you weigh on someone's foot, you're pretty acquainted.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna get this off.
Pretty hot.
Do you
want to
do it for me?
Sure. Ooh. That's nice. It's just got one line of these.
It's because there's not much to support, really. Really little.
I hate it when you get, like, the really thick ones, where the back's really thick. You've got, like, three or four of these.
Things. And the guys are like, girls, trying to undo it, or even yourself. You're like, oh my god.
I can all brush the clip-ups.
They've got really big nipples. Those really little ones, like you little ones. Oh, look at the little. They're so delicate.
It's actually
brown. When they sort of shrink when they're excited, they don't look so big. But when it's like really warm and they're not doing anything, they're like, oh, huge.
That one's a little one. That one's smaller.
Got a freckle on it.
That one's really...
You shrink a different speed. Your hands are like cold if you're really nice.
Sorry.
Do yours shrink up? They go bumpy. Or do they, when they're touched? Oh, they do a little bit.
So it's funny when you're cold and just one nipple goes hard.
Yeah. So you got one like this. Yeah. It makes your whole boob change the shape a little bit, doesn't it, when one shoots out? So they're like...
No, I like yours.
There's one point I was thinking about doing something to make them smaller. You can get these funny, like for people that have inverted nipples, have you ever seen that? Like their nipples go inwards.
Yeah.
You can get these funny pumps that sucks, like, sucks.
You can actually get it out.
Yeah.
Does ice get it out?
I don't know if it actually works. But I thought if I did it on mine, maybe it would, like, squeeze them in so I shrink them in. But I've got more familiar with them now. So I'm happier with my boobs than I used to be.
No, you're lucky. Yours aren't that big.
You're so gorgeous though.
They're tiny. It's a bit odd.
Not tiny. They're great size.
It's like, what?
They're just a bit more than a handful, which is perfect. But they're more than, they're about two handfuls, really.
Oh, they used to be bigger until recently.
The miracle of Klee's boob shrinkage.
Well, at least I've still got some. I'd be so sad if I went from going from a D cup to what, 10A?
Double A or something, yeah.
Oh, God. I wouldn't feel like a woman. Happened to me.
These are too much fun to lose them. Like, yeah. It would be really difficult.
I'm such a booby girl.
Yeah.
I like other people's boobs and mine.
Yeah, I love looking at boobs. One time I was walking on the street, this is a totally sexist thing, and this girl had walked out of the supermarket, I think, and she had like a great pair of boobs and she had a really low top. And I just spoke without thinking. I was like, boobs! And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And she just said that. Kid at Christmas, like, oh, yeah,
they're really nice. Did you have a conversation with her about it?
No, she just sort of laughed at me and kept on walking. If I had a guy, she probably would have kicked me or something. You can get away with it because I'm a girl.